You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Brandon Cohen, co-founder and CEO of Liquid IV, a Los Angeles startup disrupting the hydration industry and aiming to eradicate global dehydration. Brandon, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the Green Business Podcast Show on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and to talk through some of this. It's exciting.
It is exciting, and love to talk to people like yourself that are making a difference in the world today. So great companies solve problems, as you know, and yours is being one of those. Tell us about the problem Liquid IV is solving and your thoughts on the importance of problem solving when launching a business.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's vital. I mean, there's only so many opportunities out there. And so, you know, our business really started because we really did see a flaw in the sports drink and hydration space. I actually was a college golfer. And so when I graduated from school, I went to go work for the Arizona Diamondbacks in professional baseball. I had always loved sports my whole life. And so I had drinking different sports drinks and electrolyte drinks. And so when I went to go work for the Arizona Diamondbacks, I became really good friends with the third baseman at the time. And so I was lucky enough to go down into the dugout and down into the clubhouse before the games. And I always saw the players drinking this odd baby drink called Pedialyte. And I had never heard of it at the time. And so I thought it was a little silly that the best athletes in the world were drinking something that was made for babies. And so I talked to the trainer and I talked to some of the players, and the players didn't really know why, but the trainers told me that it had the science in it, and they sort of explained it. And I didn't really pay attention because I was just a business guy, and I wasn't much of a, you know, beverage or science person at the time. And then when I moved back to LA, all of my young professional friends were also using Pedialyte to recover from all sorts of active lifestyle activities, but also when they would go out at night, they would use it as sort of a recovery drink the next morning. So that's when I started really looking into the science. I thought, what's the deal? All these adults are using something that is designed for babies to hydrate. What's the deal with it? And so Pedialyte is actually based on the science called oral rehydration therapy, which was developed by the World Health Organization back in the 1970s. And this science is actually a simple, pretty simple science. Sodium, glucose, and potassium mixed at a certain ratio with water actually help get into the bloodstream almost three times more efficiently than anything else basically on the market. And so the World Health Organization is using this for women and children, mostly in third world countries, who are dying from exotic diseases like cholera. And so when they don't have access to great medical attention, like and they're dehydrated and they don't have access to an IV, they would use this solution. And so the only product on the market at the time that was using this was a drink that was made for babies. And so my original idea was, what if you could take this science, harness it? It was deemed one of the best medical advancements of the 20th century because it saved so many lives globally, but it wasn't being commercialized. And my thought was, you know, people drank water forever, and then Gatorade came around 50 years ago, and there really hasn't been an advancement in hydration since. And Gatorade is full of chemicals and very sugary and doesn't really have much science, and it does have electrolytes. And so I thought, what if you could take this delivery system science of ORS and put a cool, fun brand around it and really harness the science for adults? And so that was sort of the original idea for Liquid IV. We got into Whole Foods right after that, became the top-selling item in Whole Foods, and sort of just the brand and the company has really just been moving quickly since.
Awesome backstory there. Thanks for sharing that. 30% of Liquid IV products is donated to areas where individuals suffer from dehydration. How has having a philanthropic element played a role in your business model?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be fair, the business started, the business part started first, but you know, we realized how perfect of an opportunity we had because our idea really did start in third world countries. So when we started going, we thought, what if a piece of this could go right back to the very origin, the very roots of liquid IV, and we could actually help save lives around the world? And so that, you know, we realized, wow, the more we grow and the more product that we can sell commercially and the more people we can help here in the United States, really the more we can help globally. And so, you know, I think a lot of businesses these days, a lot of companies these days include a mission or include some sort of philanthropic piece to their company just because it's kind of the norm these days. And, you know, we feel very, very differently about how our mission really goes about trying to help and really change the world. My co-founder, Hayden Fullstone, is actually our full-time chief give back officer. So he literally spends his entire time building our third world mission. So he is feet on the ground in Haiti. He's going to be going to the Sudan soon. And so unlike, other businesses where, while still great, they donate a percentage of sales to maybe like a bigger organization, we have actual feet on the ground, and we're donating 30% of product, this product that actually can save lives and does save lives around the world. Dehydration is like a top 10 cause of death around the world. So the fact that we're actually able to give this item and get feet on the ground in these places, for us, is like, it's such a big piece of what we do. And it really does motivate us daily to know, you know, as we're grinding through a startup and trying to really build the business, the lives that we're really able to change worldwide is pretty cool to even think about. It gives me chills just talking about it because I get so excited about how the effect that we really can have globally.
I totally feel you there. Awesome stuff. And we're really appreciative of Liquid IV being proactive in all these regards. Now, what's your secret to success as it pertains to securing investors? Shifting gears a little here.
Great question. We've been really fortunate to be able to raise the money that we have and have the people believe in us that have. It's pretty humbling and exciting to think that an idea that we had, you know, 4 years ago, we have so many people who now believe in it, and pretty cool people too, in terms of in the business world. I think it really boils down to relationships. I mean, maybe to a fault, I'm very authentic and open in terms of where we're at with the business and the any struggles that we're having and all the excitement of the success, all this excitement and upside to the future. And I think what it does is it makes people really want to be a part of it and want to be a part of something bigger than just another business. And, you know, a third world mission is a big piece of that. But I really think it's these relationships with investors and investor groups that want to be a part of something special and be a part of something big. I think we're very fortunate in that we've never actively raised money until recently. So we've been fortunate to raise, you know, a few million dollars, basically almost on a word of mouth kind of a thing, where, you know, one investor talks to another one and they come meet with us and they want to be a part of it. And so it's pretty cool just to think about it that way. And, you know, I think it always, of course, starts with the product and the science and the business model. Like, that has to be there. But again, like I said, I just think it comes down to people. And so a lot of these investors will tell me to my face, you know, it's the team and it's the leadership that's in place. Because there's just so many ups and downs that you're going to have to go through as a startup and fighting through these things and dealing with just crazy things that come your way that are inevitably going to come your way as a startup. And so I think it takes a certain type of team and a certain type of person to fight through that stuff. And so I think investors believe in the team that we've built. And obviously the product and the science have to be there, or else they wouldn't be putting their money there. So that's been a huge piece. One other thing I'll throw in is we've thrown a few like events where we've invited all the people who are involved with Liquid IV. And both times, you know, it's sort of the excitement and the energy around those events. It's not like an investor pitch or anything. It's just an event where we gather everyone together. But it's sort of like the excitement and the energy is contagious. And we've actually gotten a lot of investors through these events that we put on, just sort of internal Liquid IV, family, friends, people close to the brand events.
Today we are visiting with Brandon Cohen, co-founder and CEO of Liquid IV, a Los Angeles startup disrupting the hydration industry and aiming to eradicate global dehydration, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Brandon, the consumer packaged goods market is highly competitive, from getting it on the shelves to getting the attention of the consumer. What obstacles have you encountered, and how have you overcome these obstacles?
That's another great question. It's the consumer business and retail game is an extremely difficult one. From distribution to shelf space, to buyers believing in a new brand, and then obviously consumers having to pull the product through and understand the brand and understand the science and the differentiation behind it. So it's definitely tough. I think probably our biggest key is we were fortunate enough to partner with a group called the Emerson Group. And Scott Emerson, who's the CEO there, really believed in the category of adult hydration and really loved our brand and the movement of our product. Everywhere we put the product in test, it flies off of the shelves. And so I think he believes in us. What the Emerson Group does is all of the back end order to cash stuff that, as a young entrepreneur, is not my strong suit. And so being able to partner with someone who has the expertise on the distribution side has really allowed me and my team to focus on the sales and the marketing aspect, which is really our sweet spot. There's this whole retail space have all these deductions. So when you get the product on shelves, the retailers will take, anywhere between 10 and 20% of sales to push the product through to run promos. And so that's been a huge learning experience for me. So having Emerson as a partner has been big there. In terms of the marketing, I mean, you always have to be extremely creative and laser focused with your marketing efforts, but especially in the beginning when you're a startup and you have such limited budget and there's so many places to spend it, especially as hydration is just so important to everyone around the world, you really have to figure out your game plan and be super focused on how you want to spend it. For us, what's been huge is people really, really love the product when they try it. So when they can get their hands on it and try it, physically put it in their body and see how it makes them feel, this wholesome, natural, hydrated feeling, that's been our biggest seller. That's the way we've spread the brand the most. So, in-store demos at places like Whole Foods and things like that, events where we have feet on the ground and we can be handing sticks out, Liquid IV powder packets out to people and they can mix it into their water. I think that has been a huge piece to our quick spread and sort of our viral spread. And then obviously social media. I mean, most people's eyes, especially our market of, our target market of like millennial consumers who care what they're putting in their body. A lot of their eyeballs are on social media. So getting in front of them on there has been a big piece to what we do too. And so I think having a cohesive plan where our demos, events, and our paid social media are all cohesive and they work together is the only way to really consumer. And so that's been a big piece of it, is making sure that this whole plan is cohesive and we're hitting the consumer, the same consumer, over and over again, and they really understand the science behind the brand and everything about the brand and our entire give back mission.
And it doesn't hurt to be passionate and love what you're doing as well, and that certainly is coming out loud and clear on my end. What advice do you have for entrepreneurial-minded individuals, especially those just out of college who are trying to decide if they should pursue a job in the corporate world or just start a business?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think you can go wrong either way, so they shouldn't feel pressured. There's so much to learn when it comes to working for a well-established organization that you can leverage when you do start your own business. So like for me, it was so great to work in Major League Baseball and to understand how a big organization works and the structure and the systems that need to be in place that then I was able to leverage when I did start my business. And I'm still, using things that I learned from those experiences. But at the same time, there's also something to be said for, sort of the young and fearless outlook, the naivety that comes along with being young and fearless. And so, if I would have known all the hurdles and all the struggles and hard hardships that would come with starting a business, maybe I wouldn't have done it. And so, I mean, I probably would have. Don't get me wrong. I probably would have. But, there's definitely something to be said for just going for it and just making a decision that you're going to go for this full on. And I think it really, you need to be passionate. You have to be really passionate about what you're doing, because it is turns into a full-time thing. You know, when you work for a big organization, you work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and you get to turn off for the weekend, and you get to go hang out with friends and family and travel or do anything that you want with your personal life. And when you start a business, it's just full time. All you do is think about it nonstop. That you're thinking about how you can improve your business, how you can grow your team, how you can motivate. And so you just have to be extremely passionate and dedicated to it. I think the second piece is that having a great team and mentors around you is huge. I mean, I lean on my mentors all of the time. They have the experience, and if you can lean on them on their experience, it really does help. And then lastly, I would say you just have to have the will to win and the belief in yourself. I mean, you're going to hear no so many times, and people who don't believe in it. And all those people who don't believe in you in the beginning, all of a sudden when things start going well, they're the first ones to want to jump on board. And so it just takes an extreme belief in yourself, in your team, and you just have to have a will to win and a will to fight through all of the obstacles that may be thrown at you.
Well, I know you've only been with us for about 15 minutes, and you certainly are a motivational and a leader without a question, and we really have appreciated your time here, spent with us here on EPN today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip?
Again, I just belief in yourself, the will to win, and surrounding yourself with great people would be the last thing I would say. If we're wrapping up here, I really appreciate you having me. This is so fun. I love being a part of things like this, and what you guys are doing over there is so cool. You can find Liquid IV, liquid-iv.com. We're sold in retailers around the country, really launching big time in January. GNC, Whole Foods, 7-Eleven, Harris Teeter in the South. Find us online. Check us out on social media, Liquid IV, on Instagram and Twitter, at Liquid IV. Sold on Amazon as well. So check us out. And I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome, and it is certainly an honor to have you on the show as we get the message out about Liquid IV and what you're doing. It certainly is an honor to have had you today here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
And you bet, and look forward to having you back with us in the future. We've been speaking with Brandon Cohen, co-founder and CEO of Liquid IV, a Los Angeles startup disrupting the hydration industry and aiming to eradicate global dehydration. And for more information, simply visit liquid-iv.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.